Dictation for Marjorie, Marjorie, Kequon, Kequon, January 2765. Marjorie, a 58-year-old lady, dialysis patient in Mount Pleasant, was seeing Dr. Khan, K-H-A-N, is being transferred to my service. She has end-stage renal disease, likely from diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. She was admitted to our hospital in Midland, October 2022. She left against medical advice, was having problems of advanced renal failure, THF, anemia requiring at least 4 units of blood transfusion. EGD was done, shows mild arthritis, duodenitis. It was not the source of anemia. They found question vegetation on the mitral valve with mitral valve regurgitation, received empirically antibiotics. 1 out of 2 blood cultures, gross and bacilli, but was considered contaminant. She did have positive titers for Q fever. She left against medical advice, and she eventually went to Cleveland Clinic. She was there from November 10 to November 18. Transesophageal echo, they believe the supposed vegetation probably more related to mitral valve calcification. The lesions does not appear to cause the mitral regurgitation. They repeat all cultures, serologies. They consider the level of Q fever titer was too low to explain through infectious diseases. She started dialysis, continued replacement, and then intermittently because of severe THF pulmonary edema. There was also anemia requiring blood transfusion. She is currently dialyzing through a dialysis catheter. She has refused consistently to do AV fistula and not interested on home peritoneal dialysis. Denies problems of vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, less amount of urine, no infection, cloudiness, 10 degree edema, presently no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Next paragraph, past medical history for long-term diabetes, presently off medications, and that goes with the advanced renal failure. There has been neuropathy, some degree of Charcot, right foot abnormalities from diabetes, dialysis, hypertension, congestive heart failure, at Mayo Clinic, ejection fraction relatively low, dilated right ventricle, the mitral valve regurgitation, also history of glaucoma, hypertension, anemia without documented external bleeding, prior surgery for gallbladder, tonsils, cataracts, temporal dialysis catheter, now tunnel dialysis catheter, next paragraph, no smoking or alcohol present or past. Next paragraph, side effects to codeine, penicillin, sulfa, doxycycline. I review medications with her. She's taking just some iron pills, otherwise off diabetes blood pressure treatment. She refuses in our dialysis unit any EPO treatment. Next paragraph. No alert or intestine free, no respiratory distress, she has pressure of speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia dysarthria. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, I don't hear a murmur. Dialysis catheter right-sided, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no edema, no neurological deficit. Next paragraph. She does take a low dose of Lasix at home, apparently intermittently 80 milligrams. Next paragraph. Chemistries. There is anemia, 6.2, ferritin 654, saturation 23%, albumin 4.1 with a potassium of 5. Paspro 6.9 with a PTS 285 and a calcium of 9.3. She's dialyzing for 3.5 hours, 3 days a week. Target weight is 126. Presently, she is around 128, 129. Intermittently, she allows us to remove fluid, although a number of times in the low side, and blood pressure fluctuates from pre-dialysis as high as 170s over 70s, the lowest during dialysis in the 130s, 140s. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease from diabetic nephropathy, refuses dialysis catheter, not interested on home peritoneal dialysis. She is not achieving removal of toxins. Clearance is only 1.16. I'm going to change the kidney size to 1.8 square meters. Recheck. Potential increase in time. She understands that the dialysis catheter sooner or later can cause infection, among other complications. In terms of anemia, refuses intravenous iron and EPO treatment. She just wants blood transfusion. Our goal is to keep hemoglobin around 10. She's doing naturistic medicines. Present nutrition is normal. Monitor potassium, which is upper side. Refuses phosphorus binders except for calcium. TAMS, there has been no need for vitamin D 125 or Sensipar. With her non-compliance, she will not be a candidate for transplantation. Otherwise, management of other issues. As indicated above, the mitral valve calcification with what looks like a vegetation, they consider is part of the calcification complex. She needs management of her primary care. Used to see Dr. Anu Mohan. I don't think she follows there anymore. Continue educating patient, end of dictation.